Tony, why don't you present your case?
Okay. This is a patient actually I saw last week, and I get a lot of these, which I'm sure we all do. This is a 79-year-old female who had an abnormality in her right upper lobe. She goes to her chiropractor, who does an x-ray of her spine twice a year, whether she needs it or not. And they saw this abnormality. She has a history of hypertension. She had an old fracture of an L4 vertebra many years ago and really has never been sick, never smoker, no family history of cancer. Physical exam was unremarkable, and her evaluation included a PET CT, which showed a 3-centimeter right upper lobe mass. SUV was consistent with malignancy. No metastases outside this area. Her MRI of her brain was without metastases, and her pulmonary and cardiac function were adequate. So she did go to surgery. She had a right upper lobectomy with mediastinal lymph node sampling. The pathology was a 3-centimeter poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma with focal involvement of the visceral pleura, no angiolymphatic invasion. And her nodes, hilar, right paratracheal, and subcarinal were removed, and they were all negative.
What was her general attitude towards the possibility of, I mean, she went to the point of having surgery.
Right. She went to the point of having surgery, but I think she came to me and was hoping I'd tell her she didn't need chemotherapy.
But the point is, she made it to you, right? So she's 79, underwent a straightforward lobectomy, less than 1% mortality. Hopefully, how soon after her surgery did she get to you for the question? Was it within?
About a month.
Yeah, see?
How was she doing?
Wonderful.
See? Paul? Surgery is good for people.
I agree with Dr. Jablons, okay? Perfect opportunity, never smoker. Never smoking female, adenocarcinoma, you know, I would want to know whether she's EGFR mutated.
Yeah, we have a trial available for someone like that.
So if she was EGFR mutated,
2 years of ERISA.
Certainly highly consider Tarceva. Then, after that, the standard of care is no treatment, but you explain to them the CALGB trial and the meta-analyses and let them pick. And my experience was like Rogerio. Some of them say, this is one where they're certain. They either want it or they don't.
Yeah.
You know, they're not wishing-washing between Alimta Gem and Cisgem, you know. Here, they just say, I want it.
Are you out of your mind?
Or, you know, I don't want it.